Welcome to another episode of The Check-In. Short segments designed to answer common questions many of us just don't know the answers to. Our question today comes from JG, a member of the Local 271. JG asks, why don't we see our union reps on the job site more? I can't remember the last time I saw one come out to check on us. What's the point of paying for reps if we never see them? Well, thanks for your question, JG. To help us better understand where our union reps are, we'll ask Daniel Del Riel, union rep and president of the Local 146. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Hey, thanks for having me, Joe. I'm actually excited to be here.
So, Daniel, the question today is, why don't we see reps more often on our job sites?
You know, Joe, when I saw that question, that was actually a really good question because I myself used to have that same question when I was an apprentice out in the field. It wasn't until I actually became a representative with the council that I realized how much representatives actually do outside of the standard work hours. You know, the 7 to 3:30, we always joke around and say, hey, you know what? A rep's time actually starts at 3:30 when everyone's getting off of work, driving home, and they start to make those phone calls. A lot of us have different responsibilities throughout the council, and a lot of us do have commitments outside of our standard 7 to 3:30 day. So just to kind of put that into perspective a bit more, I wanted to mention a couple things. You know, ourselves as representatives, we don't only just visit union job sites. We also visit non-union job sites. And a lot of our representatives, the organizers that go and visit those non-union job sites, we do so to monitor things such as like the misclassification of workers, make sure that they're actually paying the workers the right money for the tasks that they're doing. They'll pull certified payroll. They go and talk to contractors as well as workers on job sites to either top down organize with the owners and let them know the benefits of joining the union, or we'll go and talk to the actual workers on the job site, the boots on the ground, and go let them know as well as the benefits of being union to try to get them to all band together and become part of our wonderful union. A lot of time and effort is actually spent on those organizing efforts. Myself, as well as a lot of other representatives, we sit on multiple JATCs. For those people looking for that acronym, that's the Joint Apprenticeship Training Committee. The whole purpose of those JATCs are to oversee the training of our apprentices to make sure they're actually following up with their training in accordance with the state, to put some actual physical numbers on it. This is crazy. Oregon and Southwest Washington, we have 21 representatives. And for those 21 representatives, we cover 111,000 square miles between Oregon and Southwest Washington. And to put the rest of the council in perspective, our entire six-state council, we cover 1.1 million square miles of area with around a UBC staff of around 90 people. So we stay pretty busy all over the council in all six states, making sure that we're doing as much as we can for our members. A lot of representatives, like I mentioned previously, we have responsibilities outside of our standard days. A lot of those responsibilities will be stuff like Sisters in the Brotherhood. Desi Wright does an amazing job getting a bunch of members actually excited about that. We have Dale Dvorak and Aaron Gray running the Veterans in the Brotherhood. Myself, Jeff Harms, Garth Finley, we handle the steward trainings across the state of Oregon and Southwest Washington. You have the ICRA outreach that a lot of us representatives are partaking in across all six states. So there's a lot of stuff going on out there. But the biggest issue here, too, is if you don't see a representative out on your job site, by all means, please pick up your phone, give us a call, give us a shoot us a text. We would be more than happy to go out there to go visit your job site and go address concerns that may be present. If you don't have a steward out on that job site, we'd be more than happy to assign a steward, too. You know, our stewards are our deputized representatives that will help out a rep when we can't make it out there day of or in a timely fashion. These are all things that we look for to make sure our members are taken care of. But we can only do that with effective communication between membership and the representatives, our instructors, so on and so forth. So we're always looking to help out. And if you haven't seen a rep, just let us know. We'd be more than happy to go have a chat.
Fantastic answer for a what I imagine is a fairly common question. It really does put it into perspective. And I appreciate you taking time from your obviously very busy schedule, Daniel, to be on the show. Thank you again for all you're doing out there.
Hey, thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate it, brother.
Our guest today was Daniel Del Riel from the Northwest Carpenters Union. If you have a question that you would like to have answered on the check-in, send an email to gritnw@gmail.com. If your question gets answered on the check-in, you'll be entered to win an official I've Got Grit t-shirt in the monthly drawing. And if you haven't already done so, please take a moment to join Grit Nation by clicking on the hyperlink in the show notes. You'll be kept up to date on special offers and promotions only available to Grit Nation members. Till next time, this is Joe Cadwell reminding you to work safe work smart, and stay union strong.